Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 16th through the 26th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Greetings, travelers. Oh my gosh.
Look at that automation that worked. I'm so proud.
I know. And hey, and that's the full song. We don't do that normally except for my little mini-sode. So it was nice. So.
Yeah, no, it was very cool. I have to say, I don't know when this episode's going to air, travelers. So we're going to start with that because we are catching up on the listener tale. So we'll be caught up at the end of this recording, which just means we need to be inundated. And I'm sure during some part of this, I will come up with something equally terrifying for you to send me. Not only that, Mark somehow pretty much tricked me into doing this as the sun is setting. So
yeah. And the thunderstorm.
Yes, it's super creepy. But I have to say, if you guys go to Waynesville, North Carolina, there is a company called the Soda Jerks. And they are absolutely not paying me for this, but I will throw a link in the notes. But they have, like, this one is apple rosemary, they have like a blackberry serrano, they have all these different flavors, there's a plum lime, some of the best soda I've ever had in my life. And it's a good mixer if you want to, I don't know, hypothetically put vodka in it, you know. I might have done that, or whiskey, whatever, you know. Here's the thing, didn't do it today, but just throwing that out there. Mark, how are you doing?
Pretty good. You know, speaking of Waynesville, you can always go to the Boojum Brewery there too. We love them. So
I think they actually serve Waynesville soda in the Boojum Brewery.
I'm sure they do.
Soda, but they also have some really amazing beers and really cool t-shirts.
So. I get mad there because they have the Mass General store, and they have all the buckets of old candy down below for $6.99 a pound. It's the old style like Charleston chews and things like that that I'm a sucker for, and that's why I get mad, is because I go down there and spend way too much money.
That is, I'm sure the lovely Carrie goes, you're not supposed to be eating that.
Yes, my diabetes, but you know, what is best in life?
That's true.
Yeah, crush your enemies, see them driven before you, and hear the lamentations of their women. But and also, also eat Charleston chew.
Also, Charleston too. Hashtag Charleston too. Okay. Yes. By the way, we are not getting paid for any of that.
For any of that. That's just our love of Waynesville, which is a great little town.
It is. So. And it's in our book, Dark Side of the Smokies.
Yes. So
convenient way to bring that up.
No, what? How did we bring that up? Pre-orders available now. We do know this will air before that. The book's available, but definitely get your pre-orders in. ErieTravels.com. Your favorite local bookstore can order it. Also, Four Horsemen, to order direct from the publisher. And if you order from Erie Travels, you have to find us at an event and get a code that'll give you a discount on it, or straight from the publisher, get a code automatically.
Yeah, it's the publisher gives a 15% discount on all pre-orders, so do it, do it, do it. Okay, cool. And then come find us at an event and we'll sign it. We like to sign.
Yeah, big time.
Yes. Oh, you had... You ran into, we never mentioned this on the podcast, but you ran into one of our favorite, absolute favorite queens of the podcast who sent us in listener stories. We love her, but her brother is one of the Gator Boys, right?
Yes.
And you ran into him and he had printed off a picture of us for us to dying, which was adorable. And I wasn't amazing. There. So
yeah.
he has to come track me down so he can get my signature. But she was an absolute badass and very travel. So I'll acknowledge it again.
Yeah, we love Linda. And then, like I said, he had printed those stickers. He tried to find us at Tampa Bay Comic Con, which we had to cancel due to my illness. And then he found us at the Florida Bigfoot Conference and got us to sign. He was sad Erica couldn't make that one. But he's looking forward to another event, and he wants to surprise you at it. So.
Oh, God, that's terrifying. It's like the people who show up with vampire DVDs to try to prove me wrong. Nobody has done it yet. Also, Stacey Brown, I'm very well aware of your obsession with Twilight. Like me, so can't wait to do double feature with you. Anyway. Yep. So
all right. Let's get in it. We got tons of stories to get through.
Yeah, we do. Okay, let's start.
Let's start with the first one, which, this one, we've been waiting to talk about this one. So
yeah, we have, because it, anyway, so please, for the love of God, at least try seeking alternative explanations. Ugh. Okay. It's more likely that you saw Bigfoot in a public park or that it was a large, hairy, unhoused person. Is it more likely that people saw you in period clothing at a cemetery where cosplayers and reenactors, or ghosts? Is it more likely your house is haunted or that you have a mold problem or an animal infestation or any of a dozen other safety issues that can cause strange occurrences? Can you Google sleep paralysis and night terrors and hype? Nogogia?
I don't know. It's
Before making a story about a real life demon waking you up. I know this is a paranormal podcast, but some leaps of logic I hear on the regular are truly fucking unreasonable. Wow. Wow.
Yeah. Tell us how you really feel.
Finish this and then I have many thoughts and I know more.
Yeah.
Would it kill you to at least consider a potential logical explanation before a supernatural one, especially if the explanation could be hazardous or easily resolved? Please, please, please have people use their critical thinking skills. I'm begging you, please. Also, thank you for not telling people who are clearly grieving or experience mental health problems that they are beset by demons and need to pray. It is absolutely vile to exploit somebody's vulnerability by trying to convert them. Devlin. Well, Devlin.
I love that your name is Devil in it.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I think people do look for alternate explanations, and when they end up at a road where they don't have one, they reach out and ask for help. And I hate to say it, the way you just worded that is the reason people are afraid to talk about what goes on in their life. Because yes, there could be some very reasonable explanations, or there is stuff we don't understand. There is preternatural stuff we don't understand. So there is a big difference between a hairy, unkempt homeless person and having Bigfoot knock over a branch and throw it at you in the middle of the wilderness. Like, there are explanations, and we try to say, hey, it could be this thing. But if it's not and you're having a thing, here's some stuff that might help you, right? Yeah. No, of course, we're never going to tell people to pray the demons away. No, it could be many things. And also the term demon, we already talked about that several times on the podcast. But Devlin, guess what? We're a paranormal podcast. We're going to talk about paranormal things that me and Mark firmly believe in. We appreciate that you listen to us, but you don't have to. There are many podcasts that you can listen to that don't involve us talking about it. And I would never in a million years tell a listener not to share their story with us, because sometimes we are the only people listening, unfortunately. And we love them and we love your stories. So, Devlin, thank you for your letter. As you see, we read it on the pod. But, Mark, what do you think?
Yeah, we don't hide anything, gang. I try my best, I think, on the show. I think people can go back and listen to any listener tales and any listener questions, and they'll find that I try to come up with a reasonable explanation for just about everything. And there are times, though, where I go, wait a minute, something weird happened. Obviously, you experienced something you don't understand. That's one of the reasons why we don't like to say paranormal or supernatural. We like to say preternatural, stuff we don't understand yet. And that could be as simple as, I don't understand why the light came on, when it's just because faulty wiring. that's preternatural until I find the faulty wiring. It's something we don't know. One of the big things I talked about in a recent minisode was talking about Tesla and Edison and how they were hearing weird noises on, you know, Tesla was hearing weird noises on his radio that he was building. It was an old crystal radio. He was probably picking up electromagnetic fields from a nearby storm or something, but now you hear, you know, people with their little spirit boxes and ghost radios, and they pick up weird noises. They're probably picking up radio channels that are still in the air. Back then, he didn't have that, but he was picking up electromagnetic fields. So I think, yeah, that some of the things, that's why we don't like the TV shows that much. We've been on them, but we don't, it's television, it's entertainment. And honestly, our podcast is entertaining people, but we are also, we want to know. We want to know more. We have experienced some strange things that we don't understand. And we're so glad people reach out to us as well, because we want to help them. And hopefully we can find them somebody who can get out there to help them. Sometimes ghost hunters go out there, they don't find anything. And they do find faulty wiring.
Yeah, they find mold. They find the faulty wiring or the weird thing or the infestation or the whatever.
Yeah, one of the recent ghost hunters found literally a nest of rats under their house that was making all the weird chewing noises and stuff like that that they were hearing. We don't always publish those because, to be fair, everybody doesn't care about that. They want to hear the ghost story and all that. But we do follow up with it on our Discord, on our other stuff. It may not make it into an episode, but we share it when somebody finds something like that. So,
yeah. So, Devlin, we appreciate that you're listening. Thank you. But we're going to keep doing what we're doing here on Eerie Travels. So with that, Mark, what's the next one?
Okay, let's change gears here. So sorry to start with a bummer, gang, but hey, it is what it is. But we don't like hiding them. Hi, travelers.
Hi.
I wanted to reach out and thank you for your podcast. Hey, there's the opposite. Look at that. And we didn't even adjust these. This just happens. The past couple of years have been rough for me, particularly the last 10 months. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Last June, I had lost my job, which left me feeling really discouraged with life and struggling a lot. Over the summer, I happened to stumble across a booth at one of my town's local festivals where I stopped by that booth, and that had Eerie Travel stuff. Can't even remember which festival it was, but remember there was a guy manning the table booth. That's probably me. Yeah, after that, I started listening to you and several other folklore podcasts on a regular basis.
Yay!
Listening to the podcast has connected me to a topic that I adore now and have fallen into the best rabbit hole ever of the weird and unusual stuff, Laura.
Oh, Laura, big heart to you.
Yes.
We're so glad, and we hope life gets better for you. We really, truly do. And you probably got the unimaginable pleasure of meeting Mark Muncy. I say that with only partial sarcasm. So, next time come out to the weird events. There's so many of them. We talk about them. We have so many other podcasts that we're friends with and we absolutely adore. Cryptids of the Corn, Wild and Weird West Virginia. Like, there's so many.
So many good ones. Yeah.
Yeah. Just keep going down the rabbit hole because it's fun and you will find your peeps.
Yep. Another good one's From the Shadows. If you haven't listened to that one, that one's great too. The guys there, Shane and his team, are great too. But there's too many. We could spend the whole episode just listing all the good paranormal podcasts. So, but Laura, thank you for joining us. I'm sure it was nice meeting you. I love meeting all of our fans and even future fans. And I'm glad you enjoyed it. And I'm glad you've stumbled on the rabbit hole. You found your tribe and hopefully you find another job. And
And I was going to say, don't forget, we have a Discord out there, friends. We will put travelers. We'll put it again in the show notes. I think Bo is listing it there, but come join us. Cause we have a whole community that, you know, we talk, we're all on there. We talk rather frequently. We share pets, we share stories, we share all kinds of things. So please, there's a community. Come join us weirdos.
Yep, virtual book club, all kinds of things.
Here we
go. Moving on. Erica, go for it.
I know 13 very sane people. Well, that's way more than me, so. No, just kidding. Okay. I know 13 very sane people who've had Bigfoot encounters. Not kidding. Two of the 13 have passed. I've never had an encounter, And I don't want to see one in person. Well, you and me both, friend. As far as I know, none of them have ever reported their encounters. One of the encounters is supposedly on an older videotape with clear video of a Bigfoot tree peeking at Cade's Cove in Townsend, Tennessee. But Bigfoot is real. Teddy, we believe you. We know there's something out there.
Yep, and Cade's Cove is in our new book, but we talk about a ghost in Cade's Cove. But Cade's Cove, there have been sightings, many sightings. And Townsend, Tennessee actually has a Bigfoot festival, probably one of the biggest Smoky Mountain Bigfoot festival, not to be confused with the Smoky Mountain Bigfoot convention. I may have those backwards, but one or the other. Yeah,
just look up Townsend and Bigfoot, and there you go.
Yeah, and then there's, sadly, that's the problem. We hear a lot of these people just don't report their encounters because they're afraid of being labeled as crazy or like the guy above, Devlin, you know, being made fun of or something like that, or told that they're crazy. That's what we wish, is that people would share it. And that's the problem. If it's on a videotape, that videotape is deteriorating. Videotapes aren't forever. It could be getting mold. It could be the nitrates could fail. And it would be amazing to get that out there. And that's what we hope someday people are okay to share their stuff. So
yeah. Well, so Teddy, if you can get a hold of that videotape, let us know. We will come secure it from you, because as you know, we are close to there. So please do. Yeah.
All right. This one's for me. Hi, Erica and Mark.
Hello. Hi.
I think my toddler saw a ghost today. Maybe an invisible friend, as Erica would say.
Yeah. Nope. Don't want that. Okay.
My 4-year-old son just did the creepiest thing. I was packing, and by the door, there's a tall window. He looked outside through the window and said, "What's your name?" I said, "Who are you talking to?" He said, "Mom, who is he?" I replied, "You're creeping me out. I don't see anyone out there." So I turned on the porch light since it's nighttime and walked away, continuing to pack. We returned to the door about 10 minutes later, and he looked outside through the window again and said, "Look, Mom, a skeleton." I said, "What do you mean?"
Oh, God. I'm sorry. Yep. Ooh, nope. Just got goosebumps. Woot. Okay. Yep. Did you? Like, just, I tried to maintain my composure. But
you were trying so hard. It was beautiful.
I was like, I can get through this story. Nope. Okay, nope. Go ahead.
All right. So I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "Mom, I'm scared. There's a skeleton out there," as he pointed at the window. I then called my husband and asked when he was coming home because I was getting creeped out. My son then went back to the window and started waving. I told him to leave the window alone and told my mother-in-law, who is with us, but is a non-believer. She believes my son was just using his imagination. She then walked outside but didn't see anything. Creepy, Jen.
Well, Jen, I, first of all, love that journey for you.
Yeah.
But, they see it. And I would, just for future reference, you can ask more details. I know it's creepy, but you can go, really, what does he look like? How far away is he? Did he say anything? You know, like, ask, because who knows if he was waving, though. I mean, he said he was scared, but obviously whatever it was playing, because if he's waving, that's not a negative thing. Like,
yeah, he got over his fear quickly. And that's, kids will do that. You know, we grew up watching terrible horror movies, and it only twisted us a little bit. We're running a paranormal podcast. But also, like you said, it could be, like we said earlier with Devlin there, it could be that his imagination was running away with him. It could be something simple as that. But that sounds like pretty awesome imagination. So if nothing else, you want to encourage that.
Yeah.
So, but I think he saw something, and like I said, I would have him describe it a little better so you can get a little more idea of what it was.
And I would just let him know that in case his friend asks, his friend should not come inside.
And no, that's true. That's true.
Yeah. But you got to tell him that, because he doesn't know. Yeah. You let him
he
in.
Doesn't know.
Yeah.
Don't stranger danger. Teach him stranger danger.
Please.
But thank you, Jen. We love that story.
I do love that story. And, you know, that would have kind of been cool to have. I mean, I had Charlie, but it would have been cool to maybe have a skeleton.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, I love that. Okay. Oh, yay.
I'm back.
He's back. Here we go. To the extent. Oh, I got to do this again. I got to prepare myself.
Yeah, you got to read this one right. This is not upsetting.
To the esteemed hosts of the Erie Travels podcast, greetings again. Well, greetings, our friend. You usually address me as X. Yes, I do. Mm-hmm. My role has been tied to the very anomalies and mysteries you seek to unravel. I have monitored your discussions regarding unexplained phenomena and commend your curiosity, as you all well know. This is either going to go good or bad. I can't tell you.
We're about the halfway point right now, so let's see.
However, in your pursuit of truth, you have unknowingly stumbled on areas where shadows are meant to remain. There are doors best left unopened. The truths that exist only unsettle or provide disinformation. Consider this a friendly reminder. Knowledge, while powerful, has its boundaries. Well, that wasn't in the Spider-Man movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Close.
That said, I have always admired the tenacity of your investigations. Well, that's mainly for you, Mark, so well done.
Yeah, thanks.
It is for this reason I have chosen to correspond with you again. As you know, I cannot confirm nor deny certain suspicions you may hold, but should you require guidance, let's call it, I may be inclined to nudge you in the right or wrong direction. My brothers have softened to your latest explorations. They also offer congratulations to Erica on her recent nuptials.
Mm.
I don't love that when we got this email, I hadn't really talked about that. But
I think you've gone public yet.
X, and I appreciate it from all of you. For now, continue our explorations, but tread lightly. The unknown has eyes, and it watches X. Okay, I just got the heebie-jeebies again.
Oh, ooh. X. We love you, brother, or sister, or whatever you are. So, thank you.
We appreciate you. We're continuing. I mean, that's one big thing for me and Mark, is we're going down some pretty big rabbit holes to try to see stuff. But X, I appreciate that you and your brothers are not going to zap us somewhere unpleasant, because
they've softened to our latest explorations.
I'm a huge fan. So let's keep it going. So thank you, X. I appreciate it. I think nudging us one way or the other is probably not going to be helpful to us, since we won't know which direction you're nudging us. But I want to just say this out there, because I wonder, we are hearing more and more about dimension slips, or whatever it is that is, right? Because we don't know actually what it is completely. We know physics has proven there are other dimensions and stuff like that. So X, I just kind of wonder if there's a little bit of a boiling point that's coming, because this stuff is becoming more and more mainstream, right?
Disclosure could be coming. Who knows?
Yes.
On more than UFOs. I think we are nearing a peak. It might not be, this year or 10 years or 20, but there's more and more coming out that's going to be harder and harder to hide. I think we're definitely on a precipice. So
I agree.
And more and more people are speaking, and more people are talking about, I know 13 people who saw Bigfoot. Hopefully we get even more. So
yes, I agree. And I agree with Teddy. I don't actually want to see a Bigfoot, really. So thank you. No. They
all right. Thank you, X. Good to hear from you again. Always a pleasure.
We heart you. And my husband says thank you as well from the distance.
And you should tell him where you're registered. You guys are registered at Wells Fargo, right? Just send cash.
No, travelers. No. If you have extra money, you can still donate it to the victims of Aline and other people that need assistance. We do not.
We're happy for our patrons, but if you want to throw a few bucks our way, we'd be happy. But
if you want to throw a few bucks, come buy books or join our Patreon.
Please.
Okay.
All right. So, Mark. All right. This one says, Mark. Hi. I was listening to you on Coast to Coast the other night talking about the Brown Mountain. I live in Timberlake, North Carolina, and have driven up to see those lights a few times over the years. Have you ever heard of the Bingham Light in South Carolina? Well, yes, I have. Years ago, when I was stationed in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina in the 80s, a coworker of mine told us about the Bingham Light near Dillon, South Carolina. You could drive westward out of Dillon on 34 to the small community of Bingham. There was a turnoff into the woods near there where you'd drive into a clearing near a swamp and a light would appear out through the trees. I saw it a number of times over the years and swore up and down it was a vehicle headlights, though I could never prove it. Believe me, I tried. Also, about 20 years ago, I was heavy into wilderness backpacking. Another coworker at the time told me about some remote caves that had what looked like Indian paintings on the rock walls. It wasn't easy to get to these caves because it was about a 9-mile hike westward out of Minneapolis, North Carolina, into the Pisgah National Forest. You'd cross the Appalachian Trail and proceed into Tennessee, actually, to get to them. The last time I saw them was about 15 years ago, and I don't think they were known about because the area around them didn't show any signs of hikers being there. Lauren. Wow, Lauren. Wow. I'm not familiar with those caves, and I would love to know about them. Pisgah is a super hot spot for all kinds of strangeness. Now, the Bingham Light, that I've heard of, it's very similar.
What is the Bingham Light? Because I haven't heard of that.
She just said it's you drive into the woods, and you'll see lights in the distance blinking at you. It's kind of like the Brown Mountain lights, or if you drive up to Brown Mountain in North Carolina, and you look over. Remember, we did for Dark Side of the Smokies, we did the John's Divide Overlook,
where
you're looking over the National Forest, where there aren't supposed to be anybody, but you see weird lights walking through the trees, or even slightly flying like a drone or something, but no one's supposed to be out there. And this is the same thing. This is like a swamp in South Carolina and a foresty swamp. You get there, you drive out to the end of a road. There are no other roads out there, but you'll see lights flashing through the forest. It's interesting. And I'd love to know where those caves are. There's Indian Cave in that they just recently reopened at the Florida Caverns. And they kept that one locked tight because they didn't want to lose anything with the fresco paintings that the native pictograms and stuff like that. But they've kind of protected them. So that's why they allow limited tours of it now. I'd love to find this trail for history purposes, and I'm sure the tribes would love to know where it is because they could protect it and use it. So thank you, Lauren.
Lauren, send us where it is so Mark can go cave. He's not going to do that. He'll send somebody.
I'll send a team out there. Humping through the woods like you is not my, not in my scorecard anymore.
No, definitely not. But Lauren, thank you so much. That's really neat. Okay.
Yeah. I think we got one more before the break. So
let's do it, Erica. Okay.
Yep.
I think I timeline jumped. Oh, well, okay. Mm. Bear with me here. I'm tired. Anyways, I was in the shower and I decided to wash my hair. This is not the normal day for me for this. I grabbed the shampoo, put it on my hand, smeared around. When I reached my hands up to put the shampoo in my hair, suddenly I was standing with my eyes closed in the water with my hands at my sides. My hands did not smell like shampoo. My hair doesn't smell like shampoo. Now, some people are acting different, and I'm missing my chapstick and earbuds. Specifically, remember putting them down before going into the shower. It's currently late, so I'm going to check in the morning to see what else has changed, if anything. It'll probably be with my laptop or desk setup with my computer and whatnot. I just checked. My earbuds are back. Dion. Dion, I heart your face so much. I'm telling you, it's weird little things like that. It's not like I'm going for a full day and have this, some people have told us about hours and stuff, but I think sometimes it's just the blip where it almost convinces you that it didn't happen because it's so minor.
Yeah.
It's weird.
But it could be, like we said, a logical explanation could be you had a, like me, where you had an absence seizure and you just lose a few seconds. It could be just simple overtiredness. You blanked out and you just kind of forgot a few minutes. That happens too. But it could also be, like you said, it could be lost time. Could be missing time. That's a sign of, I hate to say it, but that's kind of a sign of an abduction of some sort. But the fact that your earbuds were lost and came back, that's me and my car keys every day. So
yeah, well, I don't know. Thank you so much for that story. We appreciate it.
I bear with you. You're tired. We understand completely. So.
Yeah. But travelers, we're going to hear word from our sponsors, and I'm going to drink some more of my soda.
Destiny Beard, the lyrical soprano who will haunt your dreams. With her alluring melodies and intricate harmonies, this dark siren of wistful song shall capture your soul and lead you into the night. Check out Destiny's new single, The Haunting Is Over, with international musicians Sam Haynes and Gary Bennett, as well as her other musical works at destinybeard.com.
Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 16th through the 26th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
We're back. Thank you all so much for all these. Oh my gosh.
Well, we love them. Great. We love them.
All right. I have a ghost story for you all. Yay. When I was 17, I had the most horrifying 3-ish months of my life. My mom asked me on a day if I was angry when I'd come home because she kept hearing the basement door slam. My room was in the basement at the time. I didn't think anything of it. Maybe I did slam the door hard on accident. Cue to later that night. I'm playing some game on the computer in the living room, listening to music. My dad was asleep on the couch behind me. My mom fast asleep as well in the bedroom. And I heard the basement door open and slam. I take my earbud out and listen. My first thought was that my sister had randomly come home from college. And even that was weird, as it was like 12:30 a.m. I'm listening and I hear the door open and slam again. The door handle had a very distinct sound when it turned. I hear both, and I get up and begin to wake my dad up. I said, Dad, someone's breaking into the house. He kind of brushes me away and mumbles, but the door opens and slams again. Realizing I was serious, my dad wakes up. I hand him the fire poker, and I have the fire shovel, and we start to search the house. We search downstairs to find no one. Doors were locked, windows locked, no one was there. We both just kind of shrugged and went back upstairs. From there, it starts to get even weirder and more unexplained. It's a rather long story that I'm happy to share if you all are interested in reading more. Lisa. Yes, Lisa, we are very interested in hearing more.
Yes, Lisa, you can't leave us on a cliffhanger like that. What was that? Give me that story immediately.
No, we appreciate you sharing that. And yes, we are interested. We don't think you're crazy. You're experiencing something strange. You and your father were dealing with it. I'm surprised you didn't go for a gun, but hey, a poker and a fire shovel will do in a pinch. So
I love that because they're iron.
Yes, exactly. You got it.
Your choices, Lisa. Unbeknownst to you, you did the right thing. So
instinct is instinct.
I feel like that is the first night of 3 months. I need the rest of that story. I don't care how long it is. Send it to us immediately.
Yeah, please, Lisa. Please.
Yeah.
Well, I was on Coast to Coast not that long ago, so this probably has only been a little bit. So
yeah. Okay.
Okay.
I live in the heart, right now. I live in the heart of Appalachia, and this is easily the most terrifying story of one of my experiences. Okay.
Are you ready?
The story may be short or it may be drawn out. I'm recounting the events as I type, and it was honestly one of the most horrifying things I've experienced, and it brings me genuine stress to think about. I don't love where this is going. This happened maybe 2 or 3 years ago. I live in southern West Virginia and have for my entire life. The woods and the mountains surround every direction you look. The nighttime is a darkness that you can never dream of unless experienced. I know exactly what they are talking about.
Where that's not too far from Greenbrier, where they mandatory no lights and no cell phones after dark because the Greenbrier Observatory and all that.
Yeah. Okay. I was with a friend. I'll call him Mark if you like. Mark will like it that you called him Mark.
So yeah.
Mark was at my house one evening doing the usual things, watching UFC, playing Xbox. It was extremely late when we finally got bored and decided to go for a walk on a nearby trail to smoke a joint. This is not a particularly long trail, but it's very dense in the woods that surround it, and it's easy to get freaked out when thinking about your surroundings. We finally get halfway into the trail, about 30 minutes in, where we stop, pack our joint, and stand on the trail to chill and talk. The forest is very alive tonight. There are always noises in the woods, but the amount of animal activity for the time was unsettling. At this point, it's probably 1 a.m. This was a strange kind of eerie, but not alerting as any sort of predatory animal in the area may cause a disturbance. We finish smoking and continue our walk when almost immediately the forest falls dead quiet. Oh, I don't like that. I mean, as creepy as noises can be, when it goes dead quiet, like, you know something is wrong.
Yeah, that's a predator nearby. Yep.
Yeah. As soon as the forest goes quiet, there's a voice. It almost sounds like a mocking humanoid voice, shaky and uncertain. Like an old children's toy, like the ones with the crackly speakers and robotic voice, if you know what I mean. I unfortunately know exactly what this person means, and now I'm very creeped out.
Yeah.
This immediately sets us off, as it would set me off as well. We bolt directly down the opposite length of the trail, but the sound does not gain distance. It doesn't get closer per se, but no matter how far we ran down the trail, the eerie voice remains at the same volume, going over and over with no quieting or stopping. At this point, I'm convinced that we're in genuine danger, something I've felt very few times. Finally, after sprinting for who knows how long, we exit the trail, gasping for breath, almost on the verge of tears of how frightening this was. We begin to exit the trail. 5 minutes from the exit, there is a bone-shaking, heart-stomping, murderous scream from directly behind us. I know what a mountain lion sounds like. This was not an animal. This was not someone playing or watching a movie. The scream sent the birds flying from their nests and made my heart drop into my stomach. It was the most genuinely depraved and violent scream that I have ever heard. I don't love this. This is a true story. I've only told like 3 people, all of whom seem to brush it off as false. I've never been a person to push for the existence of paranormal or spiritual, but I genuinely believe I encountered something inhuman in those woods. Edit. I know I will receive questions from y'all, such as, was the voice possibly saying or explain the area that happened? I genuinely cannot remember what the voice was saying, if anything intelligible. I don't know if I could understand it then, and I certainly can't recall understanding it several years after blocking it out of memory. All that I recall was that a fluctuating voice and pitch shaking, almost just sounds joining together. After running from the scream at the end of the trail, we ran to the car that was only 5 more minutes from the trail, so we got there relatively fast from sprinting. Bobby Lynn. Wow.
Wow.
Now, that is not the first time we've heard about something like that happening. We had another listener tale. Remember, they were walking down a trail. It was actually daylight, and then it got quiet. I don't know if you remember that one. I do.
I think that was also southern West Virginia.
Yes, it was. And they stopped, and because it got quiet, they turned around, and they had the screaming. They didn't have something talking, but you almost wonder, what language is it speaking? Is it something from an ancestral time that was there? But, you know, here's the thing. When animals and other things react like this, because even insects will go silence in the presence of danger. They know. And that's one of the ways you can also tell, like, if there's a bear or a mountain lion or something like that, because the moment anything detects it, they notify and then go quiet. Because if you can't hear them, you can't find them. Like, so that is scary. And the fact that it roused at night birds from their nests with
They'd never fly at night. And that's, except owls, but that's the only ones designed for it. And especially in that area. And then, like I said, you know what a mountain lion is. That's the first thing I went for. And I also know deer scream like that when they're startled, but not what you're describing. They do sound like a woman being murdered, but it's not quite the same. So
that's terrifying, and we believe you.
And that's just it. Something that just stays with you and doesn't lose distance no matter how fast you run. That happens, and we've heard that. And now admittedly, the one time I got chased by a strange light and it was something in my pocket, it could have been something in your pocket making the noise, but I don't think so. I think it would have sounded muffled, especially once you started running. So,
and you wouldn't have had that feeling. It's one thing to have something start happening, but you had the feeling before it started happening.
That's so. I had a friend call recently, was convinced they had some paranormal activity in her house. And I was like, are you feeling any negativeness? Are you feeling anything like this? And they're like, no. I'm like, it's probably not what you think. Let's look into stuff around the house. And sure enough, like we said earlier, faulty wiring. Guess what? That's what it was. So, but anyway, I think you had something weird happen, Bobby, Lynn, and thank you for that. That was awesome. So I'm sorry I gave you so much fear.
Into the mountains or woods in southern West Virginia, because we get way too many stories from there. No thank you, hard pass.
Right on that Kentucky-West Virginia border. It's what we happen to be working on right now. So
that's true.
We'll talk more soon about that. But all right. Hey, everyone. Hey.
Hello.
I'm new to the podcast here, but after hearing other stories, I decided it's finally time to share mine. Well, thank you. This is something that happened to me when I was about 12 years old. I don't usually talk about it because people either don't believe me or just don't care. But it's something that stuck with me for years. Well, we care and we will try to believe you. So it was during summer break. My cousin was staying at my house because he had broken his knee and needed help getting around. He was a little older than me, but we were super close. We'd stay up all night playing video games, eating junk food, and just doing typical guy stuff. One night, I was in my room playing video games by myself. My cousin was in the living room. I'm not sure what he was doing, but I know we were the only ones home. It was getting late, and I was just about to shut everything down and go to sleep when I saw something. Something started crawling towards me.
Burn the house down.
It looked human, but not quite. It was all messed up and deformed. The way it moved didn't seem right at all. It made these weird noises I can't even describe. At first, I thought it was my cousin playing some kind of sick prank until I remembered his leg was broken. He couldn't crawl like that even if he wanted to. And that's when I absolutely lost it. I ran out of the room so fast, I didn't even look back. I told my cousin what I saw. He didn't believe me, but I could tell he was creeped out too. After that, I refused to sleep in my room for at least a week. I crashed on the couch in the living room and kept the lights on. You know, that's good defense mechanism. I ended up living in that house for another 6 years. Nothing quite like that ever happened again, but that room never felt right. I always had this weird feeling, heavy feeling when I was in there, like I was being watched. I don't know what I saw that night, and I honestly don't care if people believe me or not. I know what I experienced. And to this day, I still get chills thinking about it. I've moved again since then, but every now and then, I get scared that something like that might happen again. See you on the other side, Sam.
Oh, so. Sam.
Wow.
Yeah, no, again. Yeah. Who knows what the crap sticks that is? And it again, could have been something that crossed the path of that area and just came in and wanted to scare the crap out of you. Like, I get it. And the thing about these kind of encounters and stuff that can't be dismissed is how traumatic they can be. It is a trauma to experience this because you are afraid. And the worst part is it's not like, I mean, you know, the grizzly man tells you not to go mess with grizzly bears because there's not much you can do. But most things we have a solution for. We have an action we can take. We have something we can do. And one of the worst things, whether it's a preternatural thing or a real life thing, is when that control is taken away from you and there's no action you can take. It is a trauma. And that's why it stays with people. And the fact is, it's so hard when you have trauma and you don't have people believe you. So who knows what the hell this thing was creeping towards you. One, I don't like that at all. Things crawling out of wells. Like, no, nope, nope. Burn the house down. Nope. The likelihood it will happen to you again? Probably not. More than likely, unless whatever the things attached to you brought with you. But I think you'd know that by now because you'd still have that heavy feeling. Just sounds like something kind of took up residence and was just there. It obviously didn't win the first time, so I'm glad it didn't try that crap with you again. Or if it did, you didn't see it trying that crap with you again.
And that's, I think, it was something that needed a lot of energy to manifest or appear, and it did, and then it's gone. And it didn't have enough energy ever again to do it again. It's maybe a fearmonger that didn't pop, or maybe something like that didn't quite get enough juice to come back, but it still was there. That's why I had that negative feeling there, with that feeling of being watched. So I'm glad you're not there anymore. And I'm sorry you still get chills, but that's what trauma does. That's a response. So definitely therapists can try to help you with that. But, you know, good luck. That's all I can say. Thank you for sharing that, Sam. We'll see you on the other side.
So. Yes, absolutely. Okay. Hey, so I'm new here. Well, hello.
Hello.
I originally listened for cookie ideas.
I love it.
Awesome. If my business plan or GFM work out, I'll be making specialized event cookies for festivals, and cryptids are a favorite. I digress. Oh my God. I want to know everything. I'm a pastel goth girl. I love Victorian goth mixed in. Now I'm starting to wander into classic horror. It's what I'm building my business on, me and happiness. The accident didn't kill me, so it's time to live again, right? Then I found the wonderland behind Bigfoot and cryptids. Oh my God, please share more. What you love most, anything you think is cool, I just want to soak it in and I don't know where to start. That's how it's written. I feel like the day I started my rock collection as an adult, laugh out loud, loving the show. Once I saw a ghost on a Civil War soldier at a museum, but no one believed me. Now I know I wasn't crazy. Delicious D. I love that Delicious D.
Oh, you gotta share us some of your cookies. Let us know what they look like.
We do cookies. Me and Mark love a cookie. Make sure.
And we do a lot of festivals, and and we see people selling cryptid themed, sugary goodness and other things like that. So, that's a great business model. I wish you all the success in the world, and let us know. We'll be happy to give you a shout out.
Yep, please do, D. And we're glad you're loving it. So.
And I want to know more about your Civil War soldier at which museum.
Yeah, so and I do too, so I can avoid going there.
Okay. All right, let's see. Thank you, Dee. That was awesome. Yeah. I'm writing you all because I got kicked out of a group from a similar cryptid research podcast for asking this question. Or I assume so because they deleted my request with no explanation why or what I did wrong. That happens. But I saw something. I know I saw it. There was nothing else there to mistake what I saw at 4 a.m. in the woods. The neighbor's dog were in my yard and had something treed. When I went out there, they ran. I heard it, in quotation marks, hit the ground, but not run off. In all the leaves, I should have heard it run away. The best way to describe it is it reminded me of Baby Groot. 30 feet in front of me. Pale gray body, 1.5 feet tall, really skinny body, arms, legs, and beady black eyeballs. My flashlight lit the place up like daylight. I know it wasn't a raccoon. It stared at me, and I stared at it for a good minute solid. I thought maybe I was mistaken roots of a tree branch, so I scuffed exactly where I stood so in daylight I could look again. There was nothing there to mistake what I saw. What was it? Was it Fae, a dryad, a tree spirit? There's always been activity here, and the neighbors and I have seen stuff and had objects thrown in our homes. Never at us, just something trying to get our attention. I've never seen anything dead on like this. I just want to know what I saw. Whatever creatures or beings that are here don't seem angry or mean. They just watch and sometimes want attention. It's been driving me crazy, wondering if I finally saw with my own eyes what I have always felt and known to be true. Anonymous. Wow.
Possibly. I mean, it could be almost, like,
could be. I think that sounds a bit more extraterrestrial or interdimensional, something like that, because it almost sounded like a gray alien or like a Hopkinsville type goblin, about that 1.5 foot tall, really skinny body, and the beady black eyeballs. But
The only reason I'm going more of a fae type thing is because it sounds like they have a lot of stuff in this area. And, yeah. You know, I don't know what the likelihood of seeing a gray just wandering around and being chased up a tree by dogs. But I think it could be. I mean, the answer is we don't know exactly what it is because we didn't see it. And we're not, there's no such thing as an expert on these things. But why don't you try leaving a shiny object somewhere near there in a place that can't easily be grabbed and see if something leaves something back in return?
And I'm so glad you did where you scuffed your ground where you were standing so you'd mark where you were so that you could come back in daylight and see if maybe you saw something you didn't mean, like a tree or something. That is so important to do. And a lot of hunters don't do that. And they're like, well, I think it was near that tree over there, but because it was at night, they are completely in the wrong spot. So that's definitely a good thing to do. It's like putting that, if you think with that little chalk X on the ground or something, you know, but worst case, just scuff a little.
And honestly, if you guys stared at each other, it was probably just as surprised that you could see it as you were seeing it. Because, yeah. I mean, I can imagine if you are generally concealed to most visuals. I mean, it's one thing for an animal to see you, like you mentioned the dogs. Well, dogs see and they smell and stuff like that. But the fact of the matter is, if it got down and it went, oh, wait, you can see. Is he really looking at me? Like,
yeah.
I can see it just being as like, oh, fuck.
Okay. Yeah, I broke the code.
So I love that. It could be something very fey. I mean, we know there are things out there that we can't explain on that. I like to, you know, think there are a lot of nature spirits and protectors out there and stuff. So who knows? And
let us know if you want to know. I know you kept it anonymous, but if you want us to know what area it is, please reach back out. We'd love to see if there's more history there of other things.
Yeah. And if you start feeling at all danger, get the railroad spikes and just put them at four corners of your property. That tends to work really, really well. And even if it's just the intention that you're putting them there with, so it doesn't sound like you guys are in danger. So I think I would just chalk this up to you actually luckily got to see something that most people don't
get to see. You experience something 99% of the population doesn't.
Exactly. So that's nice and terrifying. Okay. Here we go. After someone was pounding on the doors in the hall for the last hour, I just had a stream of tiny night terrors, which I felt lasted all night, only to wake up now, although I've been awake for all of it. These include a vampire trying to force himself on me, people standing in my room talking about me like a science experiment, two giant white-headed aliens coming as the party experience, quote unquote, sleep paralysis, my body hurts, my head is throbbed. No one should ever have to go on through something like that. What is going on, Heather?
Wow. Heather, it sounds like you have had a hell of a night. If you heard someone pounding on the doors, that's, you know, could just be someone pounding on the doors and it triggered something in your brain to have all these nightmares. But also it could have been you had some sort of emotional response to something. And that's why you were hearing, you know, seeing a vampire, trying to, you know, giant headed aliens, sleep paralysis, that all can be triggered by unusual energy or unusual triggers to the brain. So the fact that your body hurts and is throbbing, yeah, that means you had a rough night. And
Heather, let us know if it happened again or if it only happened this one time, because it's interesting because I feel like when we're in a sleepy stage, we tend to try to logic stuff out that we're experiencing, like, you know, something trying to take blood from us could seem like a vampire was attacking. Yeah. Like, and I'm not saying anything happened to you because I'm not going to put that in your head. I don't know if anything or if this was just something you went through or some trauma or something like that. But I'd be curious to see what it was like for you after that and if anything like that happened before or again or if it was just one time.
Because we've talked to some people who've had other issues where they think they've been abducted, and you had the classic two aliens, you know, so they could have, your body reacted other ways. So you might want to just check with a, you know, a therapist and see what they say. You know, they can, you know, hypnotherapy is wonderful for things like this too. Can see where your head was at this point. Yeah. So,
but if they tell you that it didn't happen and everything, you don't have to take that as fact. No. And find someone who actually listens and acknowledges what you're saying. I'm not saying they have to agree with you, but they have to at least acknowledge you had some kind of experience that you cannot explain.
Yep.
And okay. I ironically have been rewatching Grimm. I love that show.
Oh, that's a good show.
And there was one of the episodes, the Grimm's wife says, you know, she had all these traumatic and kind of nightmarish and all these experiences. And she said, whether they're real or not real, they were real for me. And I acknowledge that it happened, but it doesn't have to define what I do moving forward.
Right. So 100%.
That's the thing is you, it doesn't matter what other people believe. It matters what you believe. And what you can take forward and acknowledge that it could be real, it could be not real, or it can be something that is just unexplained and it's real for you and it's okay for it to be real for you. So
there you go. Well said.
Yeah.
Well said. All right. We got a few more left. We might go a little long, but we've only got a few left. We want to catch up and be done.
Yeah.
So you guys can flood us with more. All right. Let's see. Is it my turn? I forgot.
Yeah.
Okay. So today I went to grab a can of beans from the kitchen for lunch. I walked into the storage room. The storage room is a walk-in closet inside the kitchen. Sorry for any confusion. And inside of where I always put beans is 8 cans of hominy. Weirdly, the place I normally put hominy also has hominy in it, but no beans to be seen. I specifically remember being at the store and buying kidney beans, black beans, cantinelli beans, and pinto beans. I even looked back into my grocery purchases, and there are beans. There is just no way my family of 3 somehow managed to eat 18 cans of beans in a month when we should have only eaten 6, and somehow bought an extra 8 cans of hominy and put them in the place of the beans. I also moved everything and still no beans. I called my husband to complain, and he said that I should email you all as he enjoys your podcast and says you all might have an idea. Diane,
immediate idea, if you found them on the receipt and everything, is something wanted the beans and decided to exchange the hominy with you for the beans. So I would just be happy, very much like our friends that were having their eggs stolen in pieces of pottery and stuff left behind. Be happy something was exchanged with you for those.
Instead of just taken. Yes.
Yes. That's what I would do. So whatever it is that came and took them, at least they give you hominy.
And I love hominy. And a lot of people out west are going, what the hell are you talking about? it's corn that's like puffed and canned, and it's delicious. So not popcorn, but it's like that. It's wonderful.
Well, see, and there you go.
Serve it with a little butter and salt, and you're good, man. It's amazing. So,
and tell your husband we love him too. And yeah, it's nice for you to write, but I always count these ones as good when you get something in exchange back. I'm always like, boop, hashtag winning.
Yep. I mean, it could have been some one of the, you said you have a big family, and it's possible someone was playing a prank, but I don't think so. And it has nothing to do with the Mothman wanting beans from Fallout 76. So, no.
Yes. I think that is hysterical. And I love that. I love that for you so much. But what I'd be curious to see is if you remove all the hominy from the house and put beans on both shelves, what happens?
Yep.
Curious. I wonder if something's been sacking away like a can of hominy at a time. And then when... You know what? I have that many that equal that many. I'm going to go take it. Like,
They'll never know. Yeah, they'll never know. It's like the perfect crime. But you know this. It's like a leverage gone wrong. And then, you know, or worst case, that was your NSA agent installing a phone. And he's like, oh, crap, I accidentally knocked over all the beans. I better put something there. Was it hominy? Yeah. Was it beans? Okay, I'll put that there.
So maybe if you just tell your little closet there that it would be really nice if they brought something else instead, you know?
It
might work out.
Yeah. I love that. You know, gold and cash is fine. So,
All right,
Erica, here you go.
Yep. I can already feel it. I don't know why. I can always feel when I get myself into these stories. Okay.
Yeah.
About 12 years ago, my son and niece, who were both 2 and 3 at the time, were playing in the backyard of my parents' house. There were several of us there. It was a nice summer day. My son and niece started arguing over a toy they were playing with like toddlers do. It was a square toy about the size of an Etch-a-Sketch. That kind of what it looked like. And it wasn't a small toy. My son got mad and threw the toy deep into the barn, which had the door open. I watched it fly inside the barn. The barn is only small, but was jam-packed with things and garbage and broken stuff. So I looked inside the best I could to find it. Few of us looked for it because my niece was crying for it and wanted her not to be upset. However, none of us could find it. Eventually, she got over it and we didn't look anymore. About 10 minutes later, I go into the house to get something, and the toy is laying on the bottom of the staircase. The exact toy, which we only had one of. There is no explanation. Also, same house, same staircase. My dad lost his screwdriver. He couldn't find it anywhere. It showed up in the same spot at the bottom of the stairs without explanation. Becca. Well, this is another story in which I would like to just point out that whatever it is brought it back. Like, it sounds not negative at all. Sometimes these things happen. I have had this happen where I have misplaced something and I literally will say something like, can you just put it on the kitchen counter? Because I need it. And it will be there. I'm very happy. If you have this staircase of magical appearing things, you should be very thrilled with it. Who knows what the heck is bringing it back to you, but I would be very excited because obviously wherever you threw it, it didn't think you could find it and you were going to find its little house. So it was like, you know what? I'm going to put this here so they don't keep looking in the barn.
I think your niece has a invisible friend that is happy to bring stuff back and, you know, helped your dad too and all that. So it's, it's the very definition of poltergeist, a playful spirit.
Yes, so a positive preternatural.
Preternatural.
I will take the positive ones that are bringing me tasty goods and bringing back my crap. Please do that every day of the week. I'm fine with that. Let's go.
I want some of Delicious D's cryptid cookies. Okay, so here we go. July. Thank you, Becca, for that. So
yes, thank you very
much. July 2018. I was on vacation in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. It was morning, and I was headed to the beach with my husband. He was driving, and we were on the highway coming to an area where there was a big interchange, and I saw strange movement in the air, like something moved, but was also stationary. parked in the air right next to the interchange was a bright, shiny red spaceship. I asked my husband if he saw it. He didn't. I scoured the internet to see if my mind placed a memory there, perhaps a ride from Universal Studios or Disney. I looked for old retired rides too. Nothing. I asked a few doctors to see if it was a hallucination, and they said, well, if you haven't had another one, then probably not. He didn't have an answer about the one-time event. So I guess I saw it, LOL. I'm hoping maybe someone else did that day too. My final analysis has been to decide that it was some billionaire's toy that decloaked for a second. Why else was it red when everyone else sees silver space objects? Allison.
Well, Allison,
you saw a UFO. Congratulations, yep. Or UAP as they call them. An unidentified flying object. And if it's red, you know, there's the classic, if it's red, it goes faster. So this was just somebody wanted a faster space. So.
Oh, that is so not a true thing. Just because it's red, it doesn't go faster. But
that is a rule in a couple games.
You are right next to at Fort Lauderdale. There are a lot of space things along that coast. And mm-hmm. I firmly believe there's a lot of stuff that is tested and things like that. I'm not saying that you didn't see a UFO or you didn't see a billionaire's play toy. I'm just saying there's also a lot of things the government tests and does things with, and you were right in an area that's been known for that kind of thing, like Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. Like,
yeah, well, that's down there. There's a few, yeah, things like that. So yeah, it's crazy.
You saw an unidentified flying object. Well done. We just don't know whether it's alien or not alien. So, and it's not bad. It doesn't sound like it was bad or death ray. And you know, people do see silver, but I kind of sometimes wonder if that's light reflecting off metal and not.
Right. I've got reports of blue. I've got reports of red. I've got reports of orange. Flatwoods was orange. And, you know, yeah. And Kecksburg was green and purple. So it's, they're all spectrums. And our eyes have trouble seeing colors other than RGB, you know, right there. So it could be an odd color and that's your brain interpreting it as red. So.
Yeah, no, it's true, but well done. Congratulations.
You saw an unidentified object that you haven't identified. It could be terrestrial. It could be something else. So that's all we know. And put that in the MUFON database. We'll put that in the MUFON database, July 2018, Fort Lauderdale. We'll see what comes up. If you can narrow it down to a week or a day, even better. But the fact you narrowed it down to a month, that's perfect. That can go there.
Yeah. And X, if you want to tell us about, you know, 2018 flying red ships and what they were, we'd love it. They are probably not going to do that. And if they did, they would lie to us. Not lie to us. They would mislead us. That's the word.
Indrid Gold wanted a flame job on his car. So, you know, we don't know.
I like it. But well done, Allison. Right. Okay, this is our last one, Traveler.
We're caught up. Oh, my gosh.
We need so many more. I need so many more. I love these. Okay, so here's the final one. We're going to wrap it up now. Here we go. So a few months ago, something weird happened that I still can't explain. Okay. I was walking to my car after work and the whole experience just felt off. I'd done the walk 1,000 times before, but this time I could swear I went through the exact same steps at least twice. Like I stepped off the curb, then I looked up, then I was already at my car again. I didn't feel confused at the moment, but now looking back, it's like I'm missing a few minutes that should have happened. I heard you all talk about glitches in the Matrix before, but I always thought they were just stories. This one felt real, though. It's hard to explain, but it's almost like I was rewound a few seconds, and I just keep thinking about it. Has anyone told you something similar to mine that happened to them? I'm not sure if I'm overthinking it, but it's been bugging me for weeks. Could be something else, or am I just going crazy? Perry. Perry, I don't think you're going crazy. These things happen. And yes, we've heard people say these things have happened and stuff. I've had a similar experience. Like, I don't know how it works. I don't begin to know. I don't think Mark begins to quite understand how it works. But those are the little things where you just go, did that actually happen or did it not happen? I think it totally happened. Just what it was probably not a bad thing, but like we say, these glitches in the Matrix. Like when we joke about this dolly having braces, and in my Risky Business. Tom Cruise had glasses on. We're not joking. Like, this is what me and Mark legitimately remember. And remember what was happening around us at the time we had that memory. So who the hell knows, my friend? But I wouldn't worry that you're crazy. I think it just happened to you. And I wouldn't worry about it. I don't think it's a negative thing. You know, again, most of these stories don't end up with a negative thing, just more about what the fuck just happened, right? They don't come away from it with, like, you know, cancer or something. Like, it just, it's a weird glitch in the matrix. So welcome, my friend.
And like I said, with everything, like me, I have my absence seizures and suddenly I'm somewhere else that I don't remember being. That happens. It's that the brain is a weird thing. It can do strange things. So there are some possible things like that, but if they've only happened once, that's very unlikely. If it happens again and again and again, then you might want to, you know, seek neurological help and, you know, and see if that's the case. But I think you just described perfectly missing time. Something, something's just gone and you don't know why. And that's preternatural right for you. So simple as anything.
We don't know what it is or how to explain it, but that's one of the things, not that I'm going to do a huge amount of research. Don't worry, X. I just, it's fascinating for me to hear the stories of when people talk about glitches in the matrix, because, you know, there are times, and we all have that too, that I, one other little thing that I'm going to throw out there is this. We have patterns as humans, like especially driving to work. We know how to get to work. If we park our car in the same spot, we know how to walk doing that. And I think, not that it's a great thing, but I think sometimes there's an automaticness to our actions where we almost have it so automatic that we do it without necessarily thinking about it. I don't know if I'm describing this correctly. You know what I mean?
Going on autopilot. Going on autopilot.
Like an autopilot. So, and, you know, I've had that before. I remember one time I was telling my husband about this, but I drove to work. And I remember getting in the car to go to work. And I was at work. I had a lot on my mind. There was a little bit of a stressful thing happening at that time. But I didn't remember driving to work. I was at work. I remember getting in the car to go to work, but I don't remember actually the drive to work, but I was there and I was there safely. Did I have a time jump? Did I go on autopilot? I don't know, but I wouldn't discount it as it's a brain thing or it's an autopilot thing. We're just giving you, there are some very reasonable explanations for some of this stuff. And then there's times where it was like, did I hit a glitch in the matrix? Did I just suddenly appear at work? I don't know. It was weird.
It's not a thing. Wow.
You got to take us away here. This has been so much fun. We need more.
Yeah. We need more stories, gang. Erica, do you have an idea for your next round that you want to request?
I have not gotten my monster under the bed stories.
Oh, that's true. You did ask for that. So
I did ask for it. So travelers, I need my monster stories. If you have other stories, send them too. But if you have monster under the bed stories, I want to hear them. I say that with it being dark outside, and I'm going to regret that later tonight. I already know.
No, I have one for you that we turned into a Hellview story. So I might tell you that one, if nothing else, at some point. But we'll save that for a spooky night in October, probably. But,
That sounds fun.
But anyway, thank you, gang, for these stories. They're amazing. They keep us going and they're some of our most popular episodes. So it's always fun to do them. We are entertained by them just as much as we are intrigued by them. So if you have anything you want to send, eerietravels.com, or you can message us online and hit our Discord. We'd love to have you there. And with that said, I'm going to say thank you all so much. And when you're out there in the woods and it suddenly goes quiet, or if you see something jump from the tree and it looks like baby Groot and you start to run in terror and you keep on running, just remember, when you get to your house, make sure you grab a can of hominy and have a nice, delicious spooky cryptid cookie. Get up under the covers and we'll see you on the other side.
Come try new Skyline Dip Cholitos at your neighborhood Skyline today. A warm, soft tortilla filled with their amazing chili and cheese with an extra layer of cream cheese and crunchy Fritos corn chips. At participating Skyline restaurants for a limited time.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 16th through the 26th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.